Yeah. Hello, everyone again. No, so that was our demo reel. It just kind of gives you an idea of some of the work that we've been able to do over the last several years, and more so using Microsoft to help deliver those frames and those jobs. It's great to be here in New York today just to meet you all and talk about Azure. My name is Jeremy Smith, as mentioned earlier. And I'm the CTO of Jellyfish, and I am here to talk about how we use the cloud. So, as you can see from the demo reel, we do some pretty cool stuff. We resurrect extinct dinosaurs from the dead. We create cool robotic bees. We even work with the Jedi. So, it's pretty cool. Jellyfish is a multi-award-winning studio. We've won VES awards and RTS awards in the UK. We're about 200 people strong, and we have four studios based over three different areas in London. And the type of work we do is full CG, visual effects, animation, film, broadcast, and so forth. So really a wide gamut of work. As many of you know in this room, creating a movie magic requires quite a few different roles. Some of these include designers, riggers, technicians, animators, directors, and many, many more people. So internally, we can fill these roles, but there is one massive bottleneck that we have, and that is rendering and transcoding. So with everyone upgrading to HD content over the past little while, and now I can Ultra HD content, it's even more of a bottleneck to helping get these images out the door. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is where do we put everything? As mentioned before, we are based in the UK, and space is definitely a concern. And we need to see how do we fit everyone in those four walls when we're expanding. Real estate in central London is very expensive. You have power consumption issues and everything else. So there's a lot to do. So we had two options. One is we could spend a massive amount of money buying a new building in central London or renting a new building in central London, paying out our existing leases and then going from there. Or we could operate via another studio outside the city and try and make it all work together. We decided to do the second route, which is opening up another office outside of central London. However, we have got to think, how do you work across different geographical areas? So how do you maintain communication? How do you maintain pipeline? How make sure your pipeline and workflow stays the same? So it's not easy. So this is a map. For those who haven't been to London, this is a map of London here. That's our main studio in central London. This is a studio we expanded again a while ago. Now it's basically south of the river there, or the Thames as they call it. And then again, we opened up yet another two facilities here. So that is where we are at the minute. But so the challenge that we had was how do we connect these four geographical locations to act as if they were one logical studio. That was PC over IP, and we wanted to really see how this would work, and we really wanted to push the technology. So what you're looking at here, this is a pretty cool picture, I think. Now, I was flying over the Mediterranean on a holiday a while ago, and I wanted to see if we could actually access this from the Wi-Fi. So we are. So what you see here, this is me on a Dell laptop. I'm using PC over IP to open up one of our DCC applications and manage a render farm from about 30,000 feet in the air. So here I was able to open scenes, work on content, and here I have access to exactly the same amount of resources and the same amount of data as I would have if I was sitting at my desk. So it's really, really cool stuff. And it's really important to know that there's no workstations here. There's no, I don't have a big beefy box on the plane with me. I've got a pretty cheap Dell laptop, which is pretty awesome. And we're using PC over IP with GPU pass-through. So I have access to a really powerful GPU on the back end. So anything like new Redshift, it just works. Sorry, guys, I'm just going to open this water.
there. Sorry about that.
So there's rendering issues as well. So the problem of distance is solved with PC over IP and the offering that's now being presented by Azure. So rendering, as I'm sure, is this issue that everyone has in this room. So we have no more late nights when using the cloud. No more pizza boxes piling up, so which means less progress bars, less time at the office. And no more calls to your partner explaining why you can't get home on time because you're waiting for progress bars. So using the cloud-based resources just opens up a massive amount of opportunity. And really, it's not just about rendering, but it's basically making your staff happy and happy people produce better work. Well, we believe so anyway. So the on-demand cloud rendering benefits, it's fast, it's cheap, on-demand, it's off-site, and effectively unlimited. So when I say fast, is the deployment time and spinning up these VMs is phenomenal. So we, again, spun up several thousand VMs I was talking about earlier. It took us about 20 minutes. Now, if we compare that to if we were, again, to do that manually, pick up the phone, call Dell, call HP, it would be 20 days. You know, and then obviously we have to deal with it once it's done, plus we have the power, coolant, and so forth. It's also cheap, so essentially we can basically run it on a OPEX rather than CAPEX for a specific workload at a time. But this is while mixing on-prem hardware that we have currently. So we have, sorry. Yeah, and again, it's off on demand. So again, this goes back to the speed of provisioning. So we don't have to worry about spinning up massive or taking like a lot of time. We could just spin it up on demand. And it's off-site, so it means we don't have to power it, we don't have to cool it, we don't have to worry about power consumption, and so forth and so forth. So the benefits are pretty cool. So it just may be like a raise of hands. Does anyone in here have, can people relate to these issues in the current workflows? So few people. Well, it's you know, we've invested like a lot of time into this, and we're really, really proud of the work that we've been doing with Microsoft. If you want a solution like ours, we can actually help you build it. So today, basically, one of the announcements that we want to make is that we're launching a spin-off company called RenderWise, and if you're interested in taking your workloads to the cloud, we can help you get there using our pain for your gain, essentially. So we're really, really happy with the relationships that we have with Microsoft. And if today has really interested you, I mean, we'll be around to chat after. So it offers basically cloud rendering on demand. As you know, as Autodesk was up here saying before, the licensing issue is sorted out, and also with virtualized workstations, it really makes a compelling offering to, you know, why wouldn't you look at me doing this sort of workflow? And so we believe that all studios are in some way, shape, or form are going to be using cloud-based technology shortly, and it's really, really exciting times. So if you want to find out more about RenderWise, there's the email. And thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jeremy.